Okay, no, don't move, just be still. Your body's still adjusting. It's a shock. Okay, just be still. Don't try and talk. I know you feel... Honestly, I don't know how you feel. I could tell you the science. I could guess, but... Honestly, I have no way of knowing how you're feeling right now. But you're feeling. I can't believe you're here. And you have no idea what's going on. I find it hard to be logical right now, hard to be scientific. No, please, just... I'm overwhelmed, I don't know how to tell you. I don't know if you'll understand. Reclamation is... It's not an exact science. The shock to the nervous system, to the brain, it's unpredictable. But I know you're in there. I know it's you. There's a look in your eye. A warmth. Something I can't... I don't have words for. It's something the soldier didn't have. How do I tell you? How do I... Your body was stolen, taken away by the government. Your consciousness was suppressed. They took you away from me. And it was my fault. It was all my fault. I should have accepted the job. They stole you because of me. And I hate myself for it. And that's why I looked for you. And I found you. When I saw you, I ran up to you. I threw myself at you and you threw me to the ground and your eyes were cold. Just soulless. I saw the scar on your neck and I knew. I heard rumors of reclamation, a way to undo the process. But they were just rumors. It's highly illegal. But stealing you away, completely legal. Stealing your body, stealing your life. Just perfectly fine. This world we live in, it's so twisted. It's reprehensible. It's just... I hate it. I hate that no one cares. No one feels it's all about the bottom line. It's all about money and power. You are just a commodity. You are just cannon fodder. Expendable. Replaceable. But that's not you. You're special. You are irreplaceable. I could barely function without you. I could barely breathe. The only thing that kept me going was the thought of us being together again. I am so sorry. I should have just joined the program. I could have saved you. I could have made it easier for you. But I said no, and the things you've been through, your body, there are bruises, marks, scars, healed bones. I don't know what they put you through. I don't know what it did to you, but it did something. It brought you here. It brought you here to me. I never thought I would look in those eyes again. You have beautiful eyes. And a beautiful smile. I still haven't said exactly what happened to you. I got caught up in having you here. It makes it hard to be detached, logical. They found you guilty of a crime that you didn't commit. A trumped up charge. They sentenced you to life. No, not prison. There are no prisons anymore. Why pay money to look after prisoners when you can steal their bodies, make a profit? It is ridiculously simple. One minor surgical procedure. An implant at the base of the brain, and they can box you away, leaving your body a blank slate, ready to be overwritten with whatever they need. Soldiers, whores, tourists. I don't know what you've been through. But I know that the process that you underwent was flawed. It was obsolete. It made reclamation possible. The walls weren't complete. You weren't fully suppressed, you were just unconscious. Sleeping. All we had to do was wake you up. Find out what was wrong. Why the soldier was glitching. And all it took was 10 minutes. 10 minutes of emotional response. 10 minutes. Of scanning, 10 minutes of examining live data. 10 minutes of connection. We know what went wrong. We know why you were ghosting. We can fix you. We can fully suppress you now. You look confused. You always were dumb. Naive. I didn't lie. It's my fault that this happened to you. But darling, I didn't say no when they offered me the position. I said yes. And I gave you to them. On a silver platter. You caused me so much grief. Do you know how much money you've cost us? Millions. One stupid ghost cost us millions of dollars. It's ridiculous. So we had to find out why you were still there. Why you were still able to connect. Not fully, but enough to fuck up the missions. It's you. It's the emotions. The will to survive. Your connection to me. It's love. Sentimentality and lust. But you know what's amazing? With modern technology, we can see it. And we can cut it out of you. We can box you up. Disconnect you. We fixed the process. Reclamation. Well, let's just say it won't be possible anymore. You should be proud. You've saved the company a lot of money. Why are you crying? You know what? Enjoy it. Enjoy the feeling of pain, of a broken heart, of betrayal. Because soon you won't feel anything. Your body will be neat. And my life will be simple. Actually, I might get a promotion for this. Ghosting has been a problem. Human emotions. So messy. Unpredictable. But you love me. So, we can cut it out. We can solve the problem. We can fix you. I wish I could let you talk. I wonder what you would say. Would you beg me? Would you curse me? Would you say, I love you? I guess it doesn't really matter. I mean, you're just meat. I wonder what's going to happen to you. But you know what? I don't actually care. Thank you. Thank you for helping us solve the problem. Thank you for cooperating so very wonderfully. Thank you for being so very dumb. You're just meat. You can box them up now. I'm all finished. Why would I want to watch? No, I really don't give a fuck. I never did. That's why I gave them to the program in the first place. Bye. It's been fun.